SBS in deutscher Sprache.
Herr Thörgesen, es ist jetzt schon 6 Jahre her, dass Sie nach Berlin ausgewandert sind, von Ihrer Heimat Melbourne aus. Wie kam es denn, dass Sie in die deutsche Hauptstadt gezogen sind?
I was living in Melbourne, working for a really great company and wanted to open up my own place, but you need a lot of money to stand out at all in Melbourne, and like that kind of capital I didn't have and couldn't really come into contact with, and did some market research. And was telling me that it was a good idea to open a specialty coffee shop in either Copenhagen, San Francisco, or Berlin. And I chose Berlin and ended up moving here and opening Farley Carpenter.
Herr Thörgesen, bereuen Sie die Entscheidung? Denken Sie manchmal, naja, in San Francisco wäre das Wetter jetzt etwas besser als in Berlin?
Yeah, I do think that. But then I also understand that the world and humans in general need to have equilibrium. There's always a... There needs to be balance. For every good thing, there's also a bad thing. So I know that if I lived in San Francisco or Denmark or anything, there'd be things to complain about and there'd also be pros as well.
Aber wie schaut's denn mit dem Winter aus? Weil das muss ja als Australier schon schwer sein in Deutschland.
The harsh winters are actually like a really good thing, I found out. Not just for business, except for people in general, because it forces really close proximity. In Australia, it's hot all the time. So usually you're outside and like surfing or walking or playing football or something. And you have a lot of friends that aren't friends that would like kind of have your back. Whereas here in Germany, you spend so much time in close proximity with people that when you actually find out who your true friends are, the ones that actually would have your back. So you have higher quality, less quantity friends.
Herr Thörgesen, Sie sind ja aus der Kaffeehauptstadt Melbourne hierher gekommen, um in Berlin Kaffee zu machen. Hand aufs Herz, was denken Sie denn über den deutschen Kaffee?
I won't talk about Germany as a whole, because I don't know Germany as a whole. I can talk about Berlin quite confidently, but okay. I won't speak on behalf of the rest. It progressed at a really fast speed over a really short amount of time. And for a long time, almost all of it was made up of relatively cheap commodity coffee, and it's something that is not very good quality. You can't make taste like good quality. And then with like the specialty coffee movement and buying kind of better grown, better processed coffee from the origins, with that movement, it started later here, but it happened really, really quickly. And that bore some pretty sweet fruit. Like there's some businesses here in Berlin and also in like the rest of Germany that are exceptionally good at roasting and brewing coffee.
Zu der Bewegung haben Sie ja auch ein bisschen was beigetragen. War es denn damals, als Sie hergekommen sind, einfach in Berlin mit Kaffee Geld zu verdienen?
It was both easier than I expected and also harder than I expected. The bureaucracy, everyone told me, was going to be really difficult trying to open a business, the amount of bureaucracy here. But it actually like kind of slowed things down and allowed me to understand things a little bit better. The fact that like I was forced to go slower because of bureaucracy. So I think that was actually a bit of a godsend. It was kind of helpful. But when it came to opening a specialty coffee shop here, I think it was received quite well.
Wie war das dann am Anfang, als Sie dann zum Beispiel Flat White in Berlin angeboten haben? Sind dann die Deutschen gekommen, haben gesagt, nee, lieber nicht. Ich will meinen Filterkaffee.
Generalizing is kind of bad, so it's kind of difficult to say what do Germans think about my coffee, because like I can't speak on behalf of everyone. It's either love it or hate it. You see the word sour thrown around a lot. And then when it comes to filter coffee, like we have always tried to sell quite a substantial amount of filter coffee, because it's the coffee that has the most nuance, and I prefer it the most. And it was kind of funny because like when we first opened and we're trying to push filter coffee more often than not, it was, oh, no. It's what your grandma gives you and it's like cafe hug and it's 4 million degrees and it, yeah, it tastes like a road.
Herr Thörgesen, denken Sie, Sie bringen ein bisschen was von der Kaffeekultur aus Melbourne, von der Kaffeekultur aus Australien nach Berlin mit?
Kinda. Bringing the Australian coffee culture, I don't know, Australians and Germans are different in a way, so I don't think that it's interchangeable to try and bring a culture in, because it kind of would feel like you're forcing something in. It's a square peg in a round hole type thing. So it's more about trying to aid in the development and appreciation of something that I know can and should be appreciated and developed.
Kommentieren Sie unsere Inhalte. Liken Sie uns auf facebook.com/sbsgerman.